Well, the United States Steel Corporation invites you to hear John Lund, Richard Widmark, and Beatrice Pearson in the Theatre Guild on-air production of Beyond the Horizon. Broadcast tonight from the stage of the State Fair Auditorium in Dallas, Texas, before an audience of over 4,000. Every day, everywhere, you are served by products of steel, at home, in your business, and when you travel. The trademark of United States Steel, USS, on any steel product is your guide to quality steel. And now, here is Roger Pryor speaking for the Theatre Guild, one of America's foremost theatrical producers.
And good evening, everyone. This is an important event for the Theatre Guild on the Air, our first broadcast from the great Southwest. And for this occasion, we're pleased to present a play by America's leading dramatist and Nobel Prize winner, Eugene O'Neill, who has long, we're proud to say, been associated with the Theatre Guild. Our play is Beyond the Horizon, and in it, the playwright gazes deep into the human heart. Beyond the Horizon was the first full-length play of Eugene O'Neill's to be produced on the New York stage. It was acclaimed by critics and audiences alike and won the Pulitzer Prize of that theatrical season. In Arthur Arendt's radio adaptation tonight, we bring you three brilliant and exciting new stars, Richard Widmark and John Lund, who play the brothers Rob and Andrew, and Beatrice Pearson as Ruth. We raise the curtain now on Act One of Eugene O'Neill's Beyond the Horizon. Beaten farmhouse. Here on this hill, sitting on a stone fence, is young Robert Mayo. He's reading aloud from a book of poetry. I have loved wind and light and the bright sea, but holy and most sacred night, not as I love and have loved thee. Not as I love and have loved thee. Yes, that's it. That says it.
That's Robert Mayo, age 23. And here climbing the hill is Andrew, Rob's brother, about a year or two older.
Hey there. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Andy.
That you up there?
Come on up here.
Yeah, I've been looking for you. What are you doing out here in this lonely spot? Saying goodbye to the farm?
Well, sort of, I guess.
Ma sent me out to ask if you're all packed.
Yes, I'm packed.
Well, I hope you took enough stuff. Uncle Dick says you'll be gone almost 3 years. That's a long time, Rob.
Well, Uncle Dick's boat, the Sundra's, a sailing ship, you know. Takes time going around the Horn to Yokohama and India and all those places. Besides, what's my hurry? Andy, I'm going to love every minute of it.
Why are you going, Rob?
Why?
Yeah, why, Rob?
I don't know exactly. There's something... something pulling me, Andy. It's kind of hard to explain.
No need to, Rob. You want to go? That's enough for me.
Thanks, Andy.
Anyhow, the voyage will do you good. Make a new man of you. Physically, I mean. Give you your health back.
My health's all right. The doctor said my lungs are fine now, didn't he?
Oh, of course.
If it was just my health, I'd stay right here on the farm and start in plowing.
No, you wouldn't. Farming ain't your nature. I know. Now, with me, it's different.
Yes, you're like Pa, Andy. You're in love with the soil. As much a product of it as an ear of corn or that tree over there.
And you'll always be a bookworm, I guess. Pity you got sick again and couldn't stay in college, Rob. You would have liked that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Well, I better run along. Gotta wash up. Ruth Atkins and her ma are coming over for supper.
Wait a minute, Andy. There's something I want to...
Yeah, Rob? What is it?
No, never mind. It doesn't matter.
Maybe I can guess what you're going to say, Rob. Was it, about Ruth? I guess you're right not to talk about it. Some things we can't ever figure out. Why a girl likes one man and preference to another, for instance. Certainly can't understand why she preferred me to... Well, you'll be coming up the house soon, won't you, Rob?
I'll be there in a few minutes, Andy.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, Ruth.
Oh, I was looking for you. Mind if I sit next to you on the fence?
No, not at all. Andy just left here a minute ago.
Mm-hmm, I saw him. And if you must know, I wasn't looking for Andy. I was looking for you. Oh, Rob, I'm going to miss you.
Are you? Why?
Well, Andy and you and I, we've always been together, haven't we?
Well, you and Andy will still have each other, Ruth.
I think it's a shame you're going just at this time in spring when everything's getting so nice. Rob?
Yes?
Why are you going? Please tell me.
You really want me to?
Oh, yes.
All right. I don't know if I can put it into words, but I'll try. Ruth, there's something out there beyond those hills that's calling me. Something mysterious and beautiful and unknown.
Calling you?
Yes. It's like a voice. Or music. Yes, that's it. Seems like I've been hearing it ever since I was a kid. Remember how sickly I was in those days, Ruth?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, when Ma was bustling around the kitchen, she used to get me out of the way by pushing my chair to the window and telling me to look out and be quiet.
I remember seeing you sitting there all the time when I was a little girl out playing in the field.
Yes, I used to see you out there.
Oh, but you never looked at me much. Now, you were always staring over my head, past me at something. What were you looking at, Rob?
Oh, the fields and the hills out there. And somehow, after a while, I'd forget any pain I was in. And I'd start to... Those were the only happy moments of my life, man. Dreaming there at the window. Something beautiful was calling. The beauty of the far off and the unknown. The mystery and the spell of the East, which calls to me in the books I've read. The need of the freedom of great wide space. The joy of wandering on and on in quest of the secret hidden way beyond those hills. And gradually I came to believe that all the wonders of the world happened on the other side of those hills. They sang to me, those hills did. Come, if you only come beyond us. Yes, I can hear them now singing the same song. I couldn't go then when I was a kid. And it used to make me cry sometimes. And Ma would think I was in pain. Thank you.
Other? Is there another reason, Rob, why you're gone?
Yes.
Tell me.
All right. I love you, Ruth.
Oh, Rob.
I wasn't going to tell you, but it can't matter now.
When did you find out?
I don't know. I think I've loved you as long as I can remember.
Oh.
You mustn't mind my telling you this, Ruth. I realize how impossible it all is. I know Andy's love for you, and I know that you must love him.
I don't love Andy. I don't.
But Ruth, you...
Whatever put such a fool notion into your head? Oh, Rob, don't go away. Please, you mustn't now. You can't. I won't let you. Oh, darling, put your arms around me. Hold me.
Do you mean... But Andy...
No, not Andy, you. Oh, hold me. Close, Rob. Kiss me. Oh, Rob, didn't you know that I've loved you all along, you stupid thing?
But you and Andy, you were always together. Why?
Why? Because you never seemed to want to be with me. You were always reading out of some old book and not paying any attention to me. Oh, Rob, you won't go away on this trip now, will you?
Not go away on this... Oh, but gosh, Ruth, I've got to. Uncle Dick
made
all...
But you can't go now, you can't. Oh, Rob, please don't go. Not now.
Well, but Ruth, well, what'll Uncle Dick say? He's made all the preparations. I've got to go.
Oh, Rob, and you said you loved me.
I do love you. All right. I won't go, I promise you. Now, stop crying, dear, please.
Rob.
You know, I just thought of something.
What?
Maybe the thing I was going out to look for was right here at home all the time. Maybe it was love. Sure, that's it, Ruth. And when I didn't come, it came to me.
Yes, Robert, yes, that's it. Of course that's it. Well, will you tell them tonight, dear, after I leave?
After you leave?
Yes, there's bound to be a scene, and I'd rather not... Look, you just take Ma and me home, Robbie, and then you come back and tell them. Will you do that, Rob? For me?
All right, Ruth. I'll tell them.
Paul?
Yes, Ma?
Did you notice how queer everyone was at supper? Ruth and Rob and even Andy.
Can't say as I did, Mother.
Something's funny, all right. Did you notice it, Dick?
No, I didn't, Kate. And for the love of Pete, will you stop acting so gloomy? Both of you. Gosh, Almighty, Robbie ain't dead. He's only going to sea for a couple of years. I'll be with him, and I'll be taking mighty good care of him.
I know you will, Dick. Why do you suppose Rob took Mrs. Atkins and Ruth home tonight?
Well, somebody's got to push the old lady's wheelchair.
Yes, but it's usually Andy that does it.
That Andy's a fine boy, Kate. Big and husky. And a born farmer, just like his pa.
Yep.
See, Jim?
Yep, and loves this farm. It's in his blood. He's a true male, all right. One of these days, he'll marry Ruth, and then the Atkins farm and I'll be joined together, and Andy will run them both.
It's Robbie takes after our side of the family, Dick. He's got the itch to see the world, same as you.
There, so you finally got back, Rob.
Yes, I'm back.
Rob, what's the matter? You look all worked up over something. Well?
Yes, Ma, there is something. Something I've got to tell you, all of you. Where's Andy?
Andy went out for a walk. Robbie, what is it? What's happened?
Something very beautiful and wonderful, Ma. But first, I ought to tell you that...
Tell you
what? That I'm not going tomorrow with Uncle Dick.
Oh, Robbie, I'm so glad.
Robbie, you ain't serious.
Listen to me, all of you. Ruth told me this evening that she loved me. It was after I'd said I loved her. I hadn't intended telling her, but suddenly I knew I had to. And I didn't think it'd matter because I was going away. And anyhow, I thought she loved somebody else. But she doesn't. She loves me.
Well, I'll be darned. What? I thought we were some Andy.
Never mind what you thought, James.
Well, it sure does beat everything I ever heard. Well, Ruth's a fine girl, Rob. Accept my congratulations for her.
Thank you, Pa.
Mine too, Rob.
Andy.
Ruth told me. I followed her home. I wish you every happiness, Rob. You and Ruth.
Thanks, Andy. It's fine of you.
Good luck to you both.
Robbie, I congratulate you too. At the same time, I'm ashamed of you. To let a little hug and then kiss me in the dark spoil your chances to make a man out of you when I go to sea.
Well, now, Dick, don't go flying into a temper over nothing.
Nothing? You talk as if I wasn't concerned in this business. And I made all arrangements with the owners and fixed up a special cabin for Robbie here.
You've been fine, Uncle Dick, and I appreciate it.
And a new mattress on the bunk and a fancy bookcase Chip's built just for him. What am I going to do with it? I'm asking you.
You needn't worry about that, Uncle Dick. I'm going with you in Rob's place.
What?
Andy.
What are you
Andy, you mustn't.
You made your decision, Rob. Now I made mine. Well, Uncle Dick, will you take me along?
I'll be glad to have you, Andrew.
But why, son? Why do you want to go? Well, I feel I oughtn't to miss this chance to go out in the world and see things. That's all.
So, you want to go out in the world and see things? I never thought I'd live to see the day when a son of mine had looked me in the face and tell a bare-faced lie.
Hey, steady there, Jim.
Be quiet, all of you. My son Andrew is a liar, and he knows it.
I won't argue with you, Pa.
You know I'm speaking the truth. That's why you're afraid, Arger. You lie when you say you want to go away and see things. You ain't got no liking in the world to go. I've watched you grow up, and I know your ways, and they're my ways. We're farmers, both of us. That's our nature, and you can't deny it.
But
I know your real reason for running away, all right. And running away is the only way to fit it. You were put out in Lyle because your own brother got Ruth.
Stop him,
tell you.
I won't stand hearing that. Not even from you.
Don't mind him, Andy, dear. He don't mean a word.
It's the truth. God's truth.
You're wrong, Pa. It ain't the truth. But there's another reason, too. I'm sick and tired of working on this farm, and I'll be glad to get a chance to leave it.
Andy, don't. You're only making it worse.
I don't care. I've done my share of work around here. I earned my right to quit when I want to. I tell you, I hate this lousy farm, every inch of ground on it. I'm sick of digging in the dirt and sweating in the sun like a slave without getting a word of thanks for it.
What? What's that you say?
James, please, don't answer him.
You dare to speak like that to me. You talk like that about this farm, the Mayo farm, where you was born. Why, you...
Don't hit him.
Easy,
off me, Dick. Stop it, Pa. Call me, Robbie, or I'll...
James, please, don't.
All right, Kate. I won't raise my hand to him. Get out of his house, Andrew. You're no son of mine. Go on and don't let me find you here in the morning. I'll throw you out. Come to bed, Kate.
James, please. Andy, say you didn't mean it.
Come to bed, I said.
Yes, James. I'm coming.
Well, I guess I'll turn in, too. We'll be leaving at dawn, Andy. See you then.
Andy, why did you do it?
It's all right, Rob. Couldn't be helped what happened.
But it's a lie, Andy, a lie. You love this farm.
Of course it's a lie. You know it and I know it. Nobody else needs to.
Pa'll never forgive you. Do you have to go, Andy?
Yes. I can wish you and Ruth all the good luck in the world, Robbie, and mean it. You can't expect me to stay around here and watch the two of you coming down to breakfast together in the morning, going up together at night.
Oh,
stop looking like that, Robbie. So guilty. Ain't your fault.
It is my fault. Andy, if I could have foreseen what had happened, I swear to you I'd never have said a word to Ruth.
I know that, Robbie.
Andy, you can't go. You can't.
I got to. I got to get away, I tell you. I'd go crazy here. Being reminded every second of the day what a fool I made of myself. Can't you see what a hell that'd be? Look, Rob, put yourself in my place and remember I haven't stopped loving Ruth and couldn't if I stayed here. What would you do? Tell me the truth. You love her. What would you do?
I'd go, Andy.
Then there's nothing more to be said. Good night, Rob. see you at dawn. You can drive Uncle Dick and me to the depot.
Good night, Andy. Poor Andy. What have I done to him? Why is it so stuffy in here? I can't breathe. How dark it is out there on the hills. Nothing but blackness. And quiet. Quiet. Strange tonight. Almost as though beyond the hills, they were saying goodbye.
Listening to Beyond the Horizon, produced by the Theater Guild on the Air, presented by the United States Steel Corporation. And here speaking for United States Steel is George Hicks.
Good evening. I'm speaking to you tonight from the stage of the State Fair Auditorium here at Dallas, Texas, right in the heart of the great Southwest. Don't think I've been bitten by the Southwestern bragging bug when I say that this section really deserves that adjective great. You all know how great it is as far as cattle raising is concerned, and it's great in agriculture, too. In Texas alone, the annual farm cash income from farm crops and livestock production reaches $2 billion a year, while Texas livestock on the range is worth another $2 billion. But, of course, the really great income producer here in the Southwest, where they have two-thirds of the nation's proven oil reserves and more than 70% of the national gas reserves, is the oil industry. But livestock, agriculture, and oil are only part of the story. Long before Pearl Harbor, these Southwesterners had begun a swift expansion along many industrial frontiers in which textile and chemical industries were among the leaders. New cities based on permanent new industries shot ahead at an amazing rate. The town of Odessa in West Texas increased its permanent population from 9,500 to 35,000 in 6 years. And this expansion, which started long before the war and speeded up with the war, didn't stop when the war came to an end. Southwestern payrolls in 1948 were much more than twice those of the pre-war period, and there was four times as much building in Texas alone in 1948 as in the best pre-war year. United States Steel Corporation is proud indeed to have had a considerable part in the development and expansion of the Southwest. Many of the companies which today are members of the U.S. Steel family were active in the Southwest as long ago as the 80s. The growth of the great cattle ranges, for example, was made possible in large measure by the introduction of barbed wire fence. And the steel for much of that barbed wire came from plants that are today members of the U.S. Steel family. Much the same thing applies to the steel used in the oil and other industries, in the skyscrapers that keep on going up so rapidly, and in the steel and cement of the long, broad highways in this area. Helping in the growth of the Southwest, and in every section of the United States, has always been a vital and natural responsibility of the industrial family that serves the entire nation, United States Steel.
Pause now for station identification.
It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with
cigarette hangover. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
You are listening to the Theater Guild on the Air, presented by the United States Steel Corporation.
And now the curtain rises on the second act of Eugene O'Neill's Beyond the Horizon, starring John Lund as Andrew, Richard Widmark as Robert, and Beatrice Pearson as Ruth. Since Robert and Ruth were married, James Mayo, the father, died 2 years ago, and a week later a child was born to Robert and Ruth. Mrs. Atkins, Ruth's mother, is living here too. We see her now seated in her wheelchair in the dining room, talking to Mrs. Mayo. Ruth is putting the child to sleep in the adjoining bedroom.
Bless that young'un. Seems as if she cries all the time, on purpose, just to set a body's edge on edge.
That heat upsets her, Emma. Oh, come in, Ruth.
Ruth, can't you keep that child still?
Perhaps enough to split a body's edge.
I tried to put her to sleep, Ma, but she won't. Not till Rob comes in and tells her a story.
Well, he's late again for his supper. Goodness, I hope nothing's gone wrong with that thrashing machine, Ruth.
You seem probably have. Something's always going wrong with this farm ever since Rob started running things.
Oh, never mind, Ruthie. Andy'll fix everything when he comes.
I can't believe it. I can't believe he'll be back today after 3 years. If it's changed much. Well, it'll certainly look natural to see him around the farm again.
And about time. Another 6 months and Rob to have this place run into the ground. Land their glutinous basin in here. Let's get out under the trees where there's a breath of air, Kate.
All right, Emma. Coming, Ruth?
I can't. We've got to give Rob his dinner and put the baby to sleep.
Well, here's Robbie now, Ruthie. Come on out and join us when you get a chance.
When and if I get a chance. Fine, can't I ever get to do anything? Oh, but maybe now that Andy's coming back.
Baby.
A baby's all right. There's nothing wrong with a baby.
Good. I thought I heard you crying a minute ago.
Why don't you ask how I am?
You? Well, you're all right, dear. You look fine. A little tired, maybe.
Well, I'm glad you noticed that.
Did she go right to sleep, the baby?
No, she did not. She's wide awake this minute, waiting for you.
She is?
Yes. Things you promised to tell her a story.
What a kid. Maybe I better go in now.
Wait a minute, Rob.
Yes, what is it, Ruth?
Rob, why is it you've got time to tell her stories and time to be reading books all the time, but you never have time to come in for supper?
I'm sorry, Ruth. Seems like there's always something going wrong out in the fields. Guess I was never cut out to be a farmer.
Well, you'll never learn by sitting around reading books all the time.
Tell me something, Ruth. Why do you persist in nagging at me for getting pleasure out of books? Is it because you're...
Because I'm too stupid to understand them? Is that what you mean?
No, of course not. Why do you goad me into saying things that I don't mean? Don't you think I've got enough trouble trying to work this cursed farm without... Ruth, listen to me. Why don't you try to understand things? Why can't we pull together? We used to. Maybe if we just try, we could pull
through. All right, I'll do what I can. Only it's a lucky thing Andy's coming back, or there wouldn't be anything left to pull through.
Yes, Andy'll fix things up. He'll see the right thing to do in a jiffy. Wonder if the old chump's changed any. Doesn't seem to have from his letters.
I think his letters are very interesting.
Just think of the places he's been, Ruth. Hong Kong, Yokohama, Batavia, Bangkok, Bombay, all the wonderful far places I used to dream about. He's been there, Ruth. How I envy him.
I suppose you're sorry now you didn't go.
No. Only sometimes I can't help thinking if it wasn't for you, the baby, I'd chuck everything and...
And what?
nothing. There I go dreaming again, the crazy old dreams.
You're not the only one.
And Andy, who's had the chance, what has he got out of it? His letters read like a diary of a farmer. We're in Singapore now. It's dirty. We're in Hong Kong. It's nothing but a big hill. Just leaving Shanghai. Nothing but Chinaman.
You didn't make fun of Andy.
I'm not, Ruthie. No, I wasn't. Not of Andy personally.
You are just... making fun of him, and I ain't going to stand for it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Who?
The fine one you are to talk about anyone else after the way you've ruined everything around here.
Stop that. Stop it, Dick.
You're fine and fault with your own brother, who's 10 times the man you ever was or ever will be.
You're jealous, that's what. Jealous because he's made a man out of himself. Well, you're nothing but... I won't stop, I won't stop. I'm only saying what I've been thinking for years.
What you can... Ruth, you can't mean
that. Well, what do you think? Living with a man like you, having to suffer all the time because you've never been man enough to work and do things like other people. But no, you never own up to that. You think you're so much better than other folks in your college education where you never learned a thing. And always reading your stupid books instead of working. Oh, I suppose you think I ought to be proud to be your wife. A poor, ignorant thing like me.
Stop what I said.
I'm not. I hate it. I hate it. I tell you.
Will you stop what I'm saying?
A minute ago that you'd chuck everything if it wasn't for me. Well, you can go. And the sooner the better. I don't care. I'll be glad to get rid of you. The farm will be better off, too. There's been a curse on it ever since the day you first took hold of it. So go. Go on. Be a tramp. Don't you worry.
Ruth.
Oh, Andy's coming back today. Don't you forget that. He'll attend to things like they should be. He'll show you what a man can do. I don't need you, Robert. Andy's coming back.
What do you mean?
Look,
what are you doing?
Stop shaking me.
What are you thinking of? What's in your evil mind?
Yes, I do mean it. I'd say it if you were to kill me. I do love Andy. I do, I do. I've always loved him. And he loves me, he loves me. I know he does, he always did. And you know he did too. So go on if you want to. Go!
Hold it there, Robbie. I thought I'd find you up here in the attic on a Sunday morning.
Come on in, Andy. Well, how did it feel to wake up in your own bed for the first time in 3 years?
Great, great. Well, still up to your old tricks, huh?
What?
I remember I used to come up here in the old days to read and dream.
No, I've given up dreaming, Andy.
I don't believe it. You can't have changed that much.
Let's talk about something interesting. Your trip. Tell me everything. Don't leave out a word.
I told you. My letters.
Letters? You call those letters?
I'm no author, boy. I'd rather go through another typhoon any day than write a letter.
Did you go through a typhoon?
Uh-huh. In the China Sea. Had to run before and under bare poles for 2 days. Lost a man overboard and had to beat back to Hong Kong for affairs.
My gosh, gosh almighty.
Didn't I write you, brother?
No.
Guess I forgot.
Forgot? You forgot a typhoon?
Forgot it just as fast as I could, boy. It was that bad. And as for that mysterious east you used to rave about, well, you ought to see it and smell it. What a stench.
So all you found in the east was a stench.
Right. But take Brazil now. There's a country.
Oh.
I'm going down there to spend the rest of my life, Rob. Fella has a chance to make good in a big way down there. Yes, sir. In just 2 weeks, I'll be Rio bound.
You mean you're not going to stay here on the farm?
Certainly not. You think I was?
Well, I thought... Well, that is, we thought that...
I tell you, Rob, if I hadn't promised you folks to come home, well, I'd be in Rio right this minute. I got a job down there waiting for me. In the grain business. Chance of a lifetime, boy.
Oh.
Robbie, did Pa... I mean, before he died, did he ever soften up? About me, I mean?
He never understood, Andy. I guess he does now.
You've forgotten all about what caused me to leave, haven't you, Rob?
Oh, sure, of course I have.
You know something? Going to sea was the best thing that could have happened to me. Why, I'd forgotten all about that before I'd been away 6 months.
You're speaking of Ruth?
Sure. Rob, I'm telling you the truth when I say I'd forgotten all about it long ago. I'm absolutely certain now I never was in love with Ruth.
You were?
Of course not. There. I'm glad I got that off my chest. I'd like to tell Ruth about it, too, if I get up the nerve.
No. No, Andy. Maybe for her sake, you'd better not tell her.
For her sake? Oh, you mean she'd be embarrassed?
Yes, that's it. She'd be embarrassed.
Well, you got a point there, but still, don't you think it'd clear the
air
all around?
All right, do as you please, Andy, but for heaven's sake, let's not talk about it.
Come over here, Andy. Sit down next to me on the sofa.
All right, Ruth.
Well, certainly it's good to have you back. You know, we missed you. Well, things will be different now that you're back.
Well, Ruth, there's one thing I can do to help around here. I can go out and find a good hired man for Rob, an experienced farmer.
Why, Andy? Now that you're back, another man won't be needed.
Well, of course, I'll do what I can while I'm here.
While you're here.
Yeah, I'm leaving for Rio. Got a great opportunity down there.
Rio? Oh, but that's far away, isn't it? Down in Brazil? Or...
Sure is, Ruth.
Oh, Andy, you can't. You can't go. Well, think of the farm and your mom.
Ma's used to me being away.
Well, what about Rob? He needs you. And me. Andy, what about me?
Oh, you'll get along. Once I get that hired man,
Andy, did you tell Rob about your leaving?
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, up in the attic.
And he didn't try to stop you?
No. Why should he?
Andy, did Rob tell you anything about me?
No, he didn't.
Are you telling me the truth? Didn't he say that I was...
That you what, Ruth?
Well, that I... Andy, are you sure? Will you swear you're not going away for... Well, the same reason that made you go away last time.
The same reason?
Yes. Of course, if it is, I was going to say that you mustn't go on that account.
Oh. Is that what you're driving at? Ruth, I don't blame you for feeling embarrassed. I mean, after the way I left here, like a stupid, lovesick kid. Gosh, what an idiot I was.
Andy...
Well, I know I oughtn't to talk about anything so ridiculous to you, old married woman by now.
Andy, please.
Let me finish, Ruth, now I started.
No, don't finish.
Ruth, you've got to believe I put all that silly nonsense out of my head a long time ago. And now it seems, well, as though you'd always been my sister.
Sister?
Yeah, that's it, Ruth.
Oh, for the love of God, Andy, won't you please stop talking?
Well, seems as if I put my foot in the one I opened my mouth today. Rob shut me up with almost them same words when I tried to talk to him about it.
Rob? Oh, Andy, you didn't tell him that you don't... what you just told me?
Well, sure I did.
Oh.
Why, shouldn't I have?
Oh, I don't care what you do. I don't care. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone, my treasure. Oh, I will see you standing away.
Beyond the Horizon, produced by the Theater Guild on the Air, presented by the United States Steel Corporation. And here again, speaking for United States Steel, George Hicks.
All of us connected with the Theater Guild on the Air certainly find it pleasant to be here in Dallas, Texas. It's easy to see why Dallas is called the cultural center of the Southwest, with its fine symphony orchestra, nationally known theater group, and its multitude of projects involving the arts and the humanities. But equally important right now is the fact that Dallas is the geographical center of the great southwestern oil country. And that's why I'd like to tell you a few things about Oil Well Supply Company, important subsidiary of U.S. Steel, which has its headquarters here in Dallas. At the close of the year just passed, the oil industry of this country was drilling new wells at the rate of 42,000 per year. That's an almost unbelievable increase since the famous Drake well was brought in at Titusville, Pennsylvania, back in 1859. Of course, the main reason for this expansion lies in this great southwestern part of America, where two-thirds of the nation's proven oil reserves are located. The Oil Well Supply Company, which is the oldest oil field supply company in the nation, had its origin in Pennsylvania in 1862, just 3 years after the oil industry came into being after the Drake Well. In 1930, Oil Well, as it's generally known to the oil and gas industries it serves, came into the U.S. Steel family. At that time, Oil Well had its headquarters in Pittsburgh. The mighty call of the Southwest was recognized. And in 1932, Oil Well headquarters were moved from the historic environment of the Pennsylvania oil fields to its present home in Dallas. From this great city, Oil Well renders services all over the world to 115 branch offices, warehouses, and fuel stores located in 21 states and Canada. The watchword of Oil Well Supply Company is service, as it brings to oil and gas the innumerable items of equipment and supplies used in drilling for oil and gas and for the transportation and refining of petroleum. Two Oil Well's manufacturing plants, two of which are located west of the Mississippi and two east, technical developments are constantly undertaken to make every possible contribution to the oil and gas industry, which has shown such outstanding accomplishment and progressive development in both war and peace. Oil Well Supply Company and United States Steel are not only proud to salute Dallas, the Southwest, and the oil and gas industry for their contributions to progress, but also very happy to report that the oil and gas industry got new record tonnages of steel and products of steel in 1948.
You are listening to the Theater Guild on the Air, presented by the United States Steel Corporation. And now the curtain rises on the third act of Beyond the Horizon, starring Richard Widmark, John Lund, and Beatrice Pearson.
Dear Andy, it doesn't seem possible that you've been down there in South America 5 years. Well, it's spring again up here. Planning's all done and things look bright for another good year. Ruth is fine, and as for me, I can lick my weight in Wildcat. Love, Rob. Good old Robbie. So they finally made a happy farmer out of him.
Who is it?
It's a telegram for Senor Adelmayo.
Thank you. Here you are, boy.
Gracias, Senor.
Andy, come at once. Robert, very ill. Hurry, please. Ruth.
Well, Andy, did you see him?
I saw him. The specialist I brought along is still in there with him. Gosh, Rob looks awful. Frightening. His eyes are... Ruth, how long has this been going on?
You mean how long has he been sick?
Of course. What else?
Oh, ever since the baby died. About 2 years ago.
The letters he wrote, they were so optimistic. Lies. All lies. Why didn't you let me know they were lies, Ruth?
Rob never showed me the letters he sent to Andy. How could I know what was in them?
But why did he say he was getting on so well? Why?
Oh, because he was too proud to ask any favors, I guess.
Proud? To ask me for something? His own brother? Ruth, what's been happening around here anyhow? Why is the farm so run down? The house nothing but a, a,
a ruin. Come on, Ruth, tell me.
Well, there's nothing to tell. Things kept getting worse, that's all. And Rob didn't seem to care after your mother died. Lately, all he's been doing is sitting upstairs in that attic reading. When he isn't...
When he what? Answer me.
You know that top of the hill where he used to sit, Andy? On that stone fence that separates the pastures?
I remember. He used to go there to read all the time.
Yes. Well, he doesn't read now. He just sits there and kind of listens.
What?
He listens.
Listens to what?
I don't know. Once I went to call him for supper, he didn't hear me coming up the hill, and he was talking out loud.
What? What was he saying?
He was calling out to something. He kept pleading with it to answer him. Let me hear you, he said. Oh, my beautiful, far-off things, let me hear the sound of your voices again. Then he listened a while, and then he started in again. Please, please, it's not too late. It can't be. I'm young yet. I'm young, I tell you. And then he listened some more, and I guess he didn't hear anything, because he started in to cry.
To cry?
Yes.
Ruth, tell me. I want the truth. Is mine having gone back down, has it?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Oh, come in, Dr. Fawcett.
Right, Mr.
Oh, won't you have a chair, Doctor?
No, no, thank you. I'm a sketch.
It's the 9 o'clock back at the city. Mr. Mayo, perhaps it would be better if you were...
No, that won't be necessary, Doctor. You can say anything you want in front of me. Rob's gonna die, isn't he?
Ruth, you mustn't... Doctor, tell her. Tell her he's gonna get better.
Well, Mr. Mayo, your brother hasn't long to live. Perhaps a few days, perhaps only a few hours. Both his lungs are terribly affected.
Oh. You didn't tell him?
Of course I didn't tell him that. I was hopeful. I suggested a change of climate. Some far place. Arizona, perhaps. But I'm afraid even that wouldn't help.
You mean there's nothing at all?
No. Nothing, I'm afraid, sir. Well, I really must be going now. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, Mrs. Mayo.
Goodbye, Doctor. Thank you.
It can't be as hopeless as he said, Ruth. We'll take him to Arizona. There must be a chance.
Why must there, Andy?
Rob! What are you doing out of bed?
Help me over to the chair, please.
Oh, the devil I will. You're going right back to bed and stay there until...
Stay there till I die, Andy. No, I'm sick of lying down, boy. I swear I'll get out of bed every time you put me there.
But the doctor said...
I heard what the doctor said a moment. Ruth, would you mind? There's something I must talk over with Andy.
I'll go in and set the table for breakfast. You call me when you want.
Now, Andy, let's have it.
Let's have what, Ralph?
Tell me about yourself. Your life, the places you've been, the things you saw, the color, the mystery, tell me.
But I wrote you.
You wrote me. You wrote me that you were making money. What about Rio and Caracas and Montevideo? You sent me a postcard once from Montevideo.
Oh, Montevideo is all right.
Montevideo. So then the way they pronounce it. I'd only seen it on a map. Montevideo. It's beautiful when you say it that way, isn't it? What did you do down there, Andy?
Oh, I was in the grain business, raising the stuff and selling it. That is, until last year.
Yeah?
Well, I took to speculating. I got cleaned out, Rob. I'm broke.
You speculated? In wheat?
Yeah.
You, Andy, a farmer, to gamble in a wheat pit with scraps of paper. Why, Andy, why?
Why not?
Because you're a creator, my boy, not a speculator. You created when you worked on this farm and you loved it. And now you're gambling with the very thing you created. You're a failure, Andy. Just like the rest of us. And you've been running away. For 8 years, you've been running away from yourself. 8 years.
Oh, now, take it easy, Rob. talking for a while and rest.
Andy, there's something I want you to promise. Something important.
Yeah? What is it, Ron?
I want you to marry Ruth. Afterwards.
Marry Ruth? Well, look, Rob, you're tired out now. You don't know what you're saying. Come on now, lie down. Later on, we...
Later on? Yes, you always were an optimist, Andy. Go in and tell her now, Andy.
But I haven't anything to say to her.
Tell her. Go on, Andy. She's waiting for you. Tell her.
Oh, all right, Rob. I'll tell her. Why should you want us to get married, Ruth? Just don't make sense.
Oh, his mind was wandering, I suppose.
No, there was something back of it. I could feel it. Ruth, did something happen? About you and me, I mean?
Yes, something happened.
When?
5 years ago, the last time you came home, we had a fight.
You and Rob? About me?
Yes. You see, Andy, I'd found out I made a mistake about Rob soon after we was married.
Mistake? You mean you found out you didn't love him?
Yes. And then I thought that when the baby came, it'd be different, but, well, it didn't work out that way. And I began to hate him almost.
Hate him? Rob?
I couldn't help it. I thought and thought about it, and, well, I knew it was because I loved someone else. I can't do any harm to tell you now when it's all past and gone. You were the one I really loved, Andy.
Ruth, you know what you're saying?
Yes, I know. And then that day you came home, you laughed about what a fool you'd been for loving me and called me your sister. I knew it was all over.
But I never thought that. What about Rob? Where did you...
That's what I started to tell you. We had a fight just before you came, and I got crazy mad, and I told him, what I just told you.
You told Rob? You love me?
Yes.
Are you crazy fool? How could you do such a thing? Didn't you know how much he loved you?
Yes, I knew he liked me.
Liked you? What kind of a woman are you? Couldn't you have kept silent? Did you have to torture him? No wonder he's dying. And you lived together for 5 years with this between you?
We lived in the same house.
It's outrageous. It's stupid. You don't love me.
I wouldn't know how to feel love, even if I tried anymore.
And I don't love you, that's sure.
No, I know you don't.
If such a thing should come between Rob and me. Why, I love that boy better than anyone in the world and always did. There isn't a thing on God's green earth I wouldn't do to keep trouble away from him. And now, what can I say to him now?
I don't know, Andy.
So that's why he asked me to promise to marry you afterwards. What am I going to do? Tell me.
Well, you can promise so it relieves his mind and not mean anything.
What? Lie to him now when he's dying? No. It's you who has to do the lying. You got a chance now to undo some of the suffering you brought on him. Go into him. Tell him you never loved me. Go on in and tell my brother something, anything that'll bring him peace. Go on.
All right, I'll go. But it won't do any good. Rob? Me, Ruth. Rob? Rob, where are you? Andy, he's gone. He's gone.
Gone?
Yes, he's
gone. You don't mean
gone.
It?
Gone. Your bed's empty. The window's wide open. He must have crawled out into the yard.
No, he's not in the yard, Ruth. But I know where he is. Up on the hill, sitting on that fence. That's where we'll find him. Come on, Ruth.
Why? Why can't I hear them anymore? I used to hear them. Why have they gone away? You
you out there beyond those hills? Answer me! Answer me!
Rob, what's the matter? Who are you yelling at?
Oh, Rob, Rob, come home. What made you run away like that?
Run away? We're always running away, aren't we? Aren't we, Andy?
Sure, Rob, sure. Now, I'm going to pick you up and carry you back.
Don't, Andy. Just let me sit for a while.
Are you in pain, Rob?
No, I'm not in pain. Not anymore. Ruth, I couldn't stand it back in the room. Seems as if all my life I'd been cooped up in a room. I thought I'd try to end it. I might. If I had the courage to live my dream. Alone. And in a ditch by the open road. Watching the sunrise.
Rob, don't talk, please.
You're wasting your strength. You'll need it, Rob.
Still hoping, Andy. Don't. Oh, it's no use anymore. The doctor told me to go to the far-off places and I'd be cured. That was always the cure for me, Andy. It's too late for this life.
Rob. Rob, isn't there anything we can do?
You mustn't feel sorry for me, Andy. No, Ruth. I'm happy now. I'm happy to be free at last. I'm freed from the farm. I'm free to wander on and on eternally. Even the hills can never shut me in now.
Rob, please, please don't talk anymore.
Look out there, Andy. Way out there. Isn't it beautiful beyond the hills? It almost seems as if I can hear.
Yes, I can. I can hear them. The old voice is calling me to come. And this time I am going. It isn't the end. It's the beginning. The start of my voyage. I've won my trip. The right of release. I'm going where I wanted to go. Beyond the horizon.
Rob. Andy, is he?
Yes, he's free now.
Theater Guild on the Air production of Beyond the Horizon, sponsored by the United States Steel Corporation, starring John Lund as Andrew, Richard Widmark as Robert, and Beatrice Pearson as Ruth. Other members of the cast included Merle Madron as Mrs. Mayo, Edwin Jerome as James Mayo, Barry McCullum as Uncle Dick Scott, Betty Greenlittle as Mrs. Atkins. Now, here's Roger Pryor to tell us about next week's play.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, the Theater Guild on the Air brings you another Eugene O'Neill play in an entirely different mood. It's Our Wilderness, starring Walter Houston, a tender, nostalgic comedy of the amusing and touching way in which a boy grows up. With our star, Walter Houston, we will feature the popular juvenile stage and motion picture player, Skip Homeyer.
Remember next week, Walter Houston in Our Wilderness. And remember, too, that the trademark of United States Steel, USS, on any steel product is your guide to quality steel. The Guild on the Air is under the supervision of Lawrence Langer and Teresa Halpern, with our Minor Marshall executive producer. The program is directed by Homer Hickett. Carol Irwin is production executive and S. Mark Smith editor. Music was composed and conducted by Harold Levin. We're pleased to remind our listeners that John Lund will soon be seen starring in the Paramount picture Bride of Vengeance. Richard Widmark will soon be seen as the star of the new 20th Century Fox picture Down to the Sea in Ships, which has its premiere in New Bedford, Massachusetts, February the 15th. Idris Pearson is currently co-starring with John Garfield in the MGM production, Force of Evil. Their announcer is Norman Borkenshire. The United States Steel Corporation hopes that you will be with us next Sunday at this same time.